call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
So, wow, another episode of the Big Homie's House. We got some homies in the building. Of course, JoJo Alonzo, the biggest peach. Okay. I'm saying that because of your color.
Oh, I thought and you said
you're pregnant.
Okay. you know, you said Georgia Peach.
Baby
you know?
Stanley. That's funny. And we got a special guest in the building. Revolt World this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling, Mr. Natavia? How you feeling?
Look, man, I'm so excited right now. Like, I know I'm sitting next to you and you're pregnant. I'm pregnant with joy, with expectation. Like, what I expect to happen this weekend. And I'm a very spiritual person. So the way that I expect God to move
this weekend,
I'm so excited. It's been so much planning, so much hard work, and I'm excited to see it all come to fruition.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited to have you here.
I was about to say, all of Atlanta is excited. All of Atlanta?
Come on, let me know.
Atlanta.
Yeah. I know, y'all know.
I was about to say, yeah, so
we've been there.
Yeah, so, well, we've been to Revolt Summit, not Revolt Worlds, but we know to expect great things, you know, but we've been giving away tickets for Revolt World on our
radio show.
Yeah, 105.3 the JoJo Big Homie show. And people are trying to be in the building. But one thing about Atlanta, though, is Atlanta is about the culture. And Atlanta is about networking. Atlanta is about scamming. So, you know, there's going to be people in there. They're going to be trying to get in there because they're trying to work. They move.
Oh,
you know
my
what I'm
God. That happened last year in, like, one of the tents. I mean, I'm all for people working. They move. But it was just funny because the dude had sent me, he gave me this CD. Right, he was like, "Yeah, check me out, bro." Like, all right, people out here networking.
Yeah,
yeah, that's $25, dude. Oh,
he charged you.
He tried to charge him for taking his CD
that I can't even play.
Where are you gonna play that CD?
You don't have a CD player.
I don't have a CD player. No, but nowhere on my body. It's not in my car, my laptop. I literally don't have nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
But he wanted $25. But I appreciate the hustle, and that's what happens when you have an event like this in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah. Yes, so sir. This is definitely so. I'm gonna ask a few questions that I know everyone else wants to know as well. So coming up with Revolt World, this is the first Revolt World, and it's taking place here in Atlanta. Where are you from?
I'm originally born and raised in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, so, you already said it.
Let me say, I was born in Boulder, but I grew up in Denver. So it's really interesting watching Deion Sanders and everything that's going on with the Bucks.
Hey, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, you are? So that's,
yeah,
okay,
I'm a
so
Dallas Cowboys fan.
Right, so
we were. You're a Bronco
fan? I'm a bandwagoner for Colorado, like...
Come on, join.
But we don't want no bandwagoners for the Cowboys, though. Y'all can stay where y'all at.
Don't nobody want to be a bandwagon for the Cowboys. We've seen how the last few seasons have ended. You see, he said agreed.
You just relax. Let me get back to the questions originally at hand, okay? Because we'll go all day. We talk about the Cowboys, Deion Sanders. We could talk. But, okay, so.
I don't know if you need a sports show over there.
What made you.
We're building a sports vertical as we speak. Come with it.
Hey.
I'm saying, look. Well, I just
don't forget your question. Don't forget your question.
I just said we was gonna talk all day about it. But so what made you want to bring this to Atlanta?
Yeah, my answer to that one always is why not?
Exactly.
Right. Like when you think about hip hop, so much of hip hop comes out of here. When you think about the Mecca for Black culture, when you think about where can you find a Black Wakanda, like this is it.
This is.
And so for us, it's also the number one place where our fan base is. Okay. And so that's what originally brought us to Atlanta. So everything we do here is where you touch the people, all of our marketing, our production, all of our events. But it was important for Revolt World to be here because we wanted to redeposit back into the community.
Yeah.
And so we're here all the time extracting. And so you can't just extract, you have to give back. And so the dream is to build something here that's bigger than like the same, like a Coachella or an Essence Fest,
right,
so that we're bringing hundreds of millions of dollars into the community, tons of jobs. That's the dream. Atlanta deserves it. And we're just trying to give back.
I love that.
I love that.
Giving back and then, yeah, coming to Atlanta, being for the culture, because I'm sure you agree as well. You know, there's a lot of culture. There's a lot of hip hop. There's a lot of
influence.
Black culture influence going on here in Atlanta. So I feel like, you know, this is the perfect place for you to have, you know, Revolt World. So what should the people expect differently from Revolt World, from Revolt Summit?
So I would talk about
it. Great question.
In three ways. So at the end of the day, it's all about expansion. So we're going to talk about the three ways of expansion. One is it's global. And so you're talking about not only inviting the globe, like as I'm walking in here, I'm getting a text from someone in South Africa saying like, yo, it's up. Everybody talking about Revolt World. Mm. I'm about to catch a plane and come, mm-hmm. right? So we're inviting the world. Two, we're programming with the world. So you got everybody from folks coming from London, from South Africa, from Nigeria. You're talking about gigs, Mr. Easy. Mm-hmm. Our programming slate is very global. So that's one way that we've expanded it. Two, it's just bigger. So last year you guys came, there was one stage. Now there's like five stages, right? Last year when you came, there was one DJ booth. Now there's massive DJ booths. So we're just expanding the property and all that we're doing. And then the last one is just expansion in terms of scale. Already we've moved 4 to 5 times the tickets we moved last year. And so we about to be in the building and it's about to turn up. And it's not going to be Revolt Summit. It's Revolt World. It's a whole different game.
Okay. Hello. Oh, wow. Two separate things. I don't know why y'all playing. It's two separate names.
Stop playing with his name.
Global, babe.
That's it. It's global.
But, okay. So I guess a different type of question. So we know that we're coming up on an election year, right? And especially like we talk about influence. We were able to turn Georgia blue the last presidential election cycle. So that was exciting. But what role do you see a platform like Revolt playing in that in this upcoming presidential election? Because it's big. We know the stakes are high. It's either like we are going to keep doing the things we've been doing or we're going back to the old ways. We know what the old ways look like.
So when I think about it, I think about two things. One, Revolt is all about information and education. So we are here and we are going to make sure that our people are armed with the information and the education that they need so that when they get to those ballots, they can make the right decisions or the smart decisions or the best decisions for themselves and their families. We will also make sure that we are putting a battery in the back of the people who are the activists, like a Teslin Fergaro. I don't know if you know her, but Tez is on the front line.
She was on the Breakfast Club with us that day.
She was on the Breakfast Club. That's exactly right.
That was her.
So it's also about amplifying those voices who can really help steer the culture and help them understand the gravity of this moment and why them showing up is important. And so we will just, as always, we're going to use our platform to amplify voices, give our people information and education, and try to make sure that our people are taken care of in this next election.
I have a question.
What's up? What's up, Ms. JoJo?
As a black man trying to help the black community, I can only imagine or guess some of the things that you've possibly went through trying to be successful or trying to complete something as successful as Revolt World. We're going to say successful because we know already that that's what's going to take place. So can you explain some of the things that you may have had to go through as a black man in this industry?
In the industry specific or just in my life?
We'll say, we're going to say in this industry because...
Because life is big. Life.
I'm a black woman, and I just know how that goes with me. So, but I can't.
But
even
we can't talk. We can't talk about. We can't expound into that.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about the industry.
Place, yeah.
So if you think about the industry, no one who is black is set up to win, right? So when you think about it from a distribution standpoint, there are thousands of cable channels. How many black-owned cable channels can you count right now?
None.
There's three of us. Revolt. Urban One has TV One, Alfred Liggins and Kathy Hughes, and then you have Byron Allen who has the Weather Channel. So out of thousands of channels, there's only three.
Wait, so when you say channels, what
like by cable. TV channels, like traditional cable
so
channels.
So Revolt has a cable.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's how we started. That's our origin. Revolt. Turn on Spectrum, turn on Fios, turn on Comcast, you'll find Revolt.
Yeah.
Oh, I just learned something.
Revolt, okay. Yeah.
So, and that's crazy because I'm sure there's more people that probably thought that it came from digital. Like it was okay.
So the push over the last 2-3 years has been heavy digital, but our origin was in cable, what they call linear. So that's one. Two, when you think about it from an advertising perspective, think about the billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars that in the advertising business, trillions, black people only account for 1% of it, right? So we only get 1% of the advertising revenue. We only have 1% of distribution. It's an impossible game to play whether you are a man or a woman. And so then in this moment where you are trying to build a black-owned media company, the next thing you need, that's a billion-dollar company, the next thing you need is cash. You need a war chest. You need hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly difficult to raise hundreds of millions of dollars and still stay a black-owned media company. So the difficulty for me is you can't get the money from advertisers. You can't get the distribution, and it's incredibly difficult to raise the money and the capital that you need to be able to carry out the dream that you're doing. the beauty of the team that we have at Revolt is like we believe in accomplishing the impossible. Mm-hmm. We believe in accomplishing the improbable. And if you just look at what the team has done in our 10-year history, super proud of what we've done over the last 2 to 3 years. We're on the trajectory, but it is absolutely against all odds.
So in an era where we see, I guess, boutique TV channels now on Instagram and social media, like, with consistent negative programming. I'm gonna just say that. Like, how hard is it for you as, you know, the leader of such a great group in the media industry, like, to see that and think like, you know, damn, we could probably get some cheap clicks putting out some negative shit?
So my belief, and I've been in this business for a while, is that you have to do it all. That the thing is balance. We're not trying to hide a portion of the culture. We're trying to show who the culture is. The problem is, when the culture is in other people's hands, they only show one side. Mm-hmm. They only want to show you the ratchet. They only want to show you the angry black woman. They only want to show you that side. Mm-hmm. And so on ours, we recognize our people need entertainment. We recognize our people need escape. And some of that stuff is not going to be what people would consider positive content. We're still going to do it. But we are also going to have balance. We have an entire...
News, yeah.
Exactly. We have a vertical that I call nourishing the soul. What are the things that we're doing to nourish the soul of our community?
Yeah.
So that's news. That's assets over liabilities with Troy and Rashad from Earn Your Leisure, where we're teaching people financial empowerment and wealth. That's Maconomics, where he's, again, same thing, teaching people financial empowerment and wealth. By the way, all of these people will be at Revolt World having big conversations, right? And so for us, it's important that we just have balance. That's the headline. The other thing that happens is, as you do, the more stuff that allows people to escape and be entertained, that's what brings people into the network. And then you can feed them the stuff that nourishes their soul, right? But it's very difficult to get people to show up for just positive content today, right? To your point, the clicks all go to the easy.
I've been doing media. Like, I've been doing mostly radio since, like, 2012. And I remember there were, like, stories about, you know, the program directors looking like at how many people are listening in. We talk about, like, community effort stuff and stuff like that versus love and hip-hop drama. You feel me? And this is back like 2012, 2013. But it's like people always ask on the internet, oh my God, where's the positive stuff? People really don't be tuning
in
for that.
They don't tune into it. They won't tune into it.
They don't. Well, it's like even with our clips sometimes, it's like, why don't you guys talk? Because y'all, we do. Y'all do not listen.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
They don't. But I do think that it is it's good to have diversity. Balance. Yeah, like some type of balance, you know. And that's why you have things that people can tune into that make them laugh, or it's some stuff people can tune into and Revolt, and it's a little ratchet. Like, but you also got the news, you got the positivity, you got the financial literacy.
Yeah,
and what I love that I think we're doing is building that mousetrap that again allows the content that's more entertaining to bring people in to then feed them the other stuff. So what I always say is like, we're hip hop's historians, and we're showing them that these people have layers. So when you come to Revolt, you might come in because you came to watch the Soulja Boy docuseries where he's on the road partying, you know, doing concerts, all of that stuff. But then you get to see Soulja Boy talk about the culture on Drink Champs. Mm-hmm. Then you get to see Soulja Boy talk about how he built his wealth on assets over liabilities. Mm-hmm. Then you get to see Soulja Boy on the news, right? You get to see all of the layers. These people are not just rappers, and they're not just wild. We're trying to show the wholeness and the full spectrum of who these incredible people are.
Yeah, people, and definitely people want to see that. People nosy. They want to know.
They absolutely do.
They want to know everything.
Like, but I feel like that is also a double-edged sword, because now there is no really expectation of privacy if you are in this line of work. Like, we just saw Krishan give birth on Instagram Live. And so the bar is continually raised. Like, well, she showed me this. Well, why can't we see this? Like, there is no, like, back in the day, think about like the 70s, 80s, 90s. You didn't really know about what celebrities had going on in their personal life unless they came out and said it. Like, we really like was guessing. But now we know about stuff as soon as it happens.
And we mad if we don't know as soon as it happens.
Exactly. Why you ain't? Then when we do, it's like, well, why did you?
Now you oversharing.
Man,
well, now you don't.
I ain't never gonna forget my daddy told me a story about a donkey. It's a long story, but basically, the couple was on the donkey and they like, why they just riding that donkey like that? So then they got off and then they like, they so dumb. Why they won't just?
Oh yeah, why
the
they? Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, like it's just always something.
They got that donkey. Then I ain't using it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the like, poor donkey. Get off the donkey.
Exactly. Regardless, moral of the story is, don't matter what you do with that donkey, they gonna talk
somebody
about you.
Somebody complain.
Back. Yeah, they gonna complain about whatever it is.
They absolutely gonna. But, absolutely gonna do
okay,
that.
Okay, so I have another question. How long was the planning for Revolt World? Like, how much time? Because I know it wasn't something that was like yesterday. You're like, yeah, we're going to do this tomorrow.
Yeah, this is not no 3 months.
No, I know it was a whole process.
So the real answer is this is the evolution of a 10-year dream, right? Revolt World starts originally as Revolt Music Conference in Florida. And then we say, okay, but the culture is more than music. And so let's program to more than music, which is how you start to get Revolt Summit. Then we do that for 3 or 4 years and we realize and we experiment and we play. And so now we've got proof points on what we think and we believe works. And so the truth is, it's been 10 years in the making. But if you're just talking about this year, it's the number one thing we walked into the year thinking about. January 1st, how are we going to touch the culture? It's hip hop's 50th. What's the biggest gift you can give the culture? Progress, revolution, magic, propulsion. So that's what we stepped into the year wanting to do.
For sure.
So when you contacted these different artists, celebrities, what were the reactions when you asked them to be a part of something so big as Revolt World? Like, was there any give back, or it was just instantly like, what? We lit. Let's do it.
We've definitely, again, because we've been building for 10 years, we definitely had tons of excitement for people who wanted to be here. But what I'll say is the groundswell is so exciting right now. Mm-hmm. What's most interesting to me is how many celebs are coming out of the woodworks in the last week or 2 weeks, because now they know it's about to be a turn up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
People that's late to the party. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're a little too late, buddy. I done already turned my list.
We're going to let you in, but we don't have no space on the stage for you.
Exactly. So we are in the 50-year hip hop, right? So I have to ask your top 5 favorite rappers all time.
Oh, man. So first of all, I'm going to tell you the only reason it's an unfair question is because that's not the way my brain works. But I'm going to give it to you. Lil Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Method Man.
Okay.
My personal subjective version. Jay-Z.
Okay.
Trying to think of one. I'm going to say Sean Combs, because Sean Combs was instrumental in me getting into East Coast hip hop. I grew up on Tupac. That's what it was.
Tupac.
I grew up on the West. So like the whole West Coast, East Coast beef, I was all fully Tupac until Puff's No Way Out album came out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, East Coast doing some good stuff.
It's crazy because you call him Sean Combs.
Yeah, that's his partner. I'm going to start calling
Sean Combs. I call him Mr. C. Like I always
I'm going to start calling you
Sean Combs. Okay, Mr. C. What are you asking me?
Same question.
You asking me my top 5 artists?
Top 5. Woo. You want me to go first?
No, let me go. Do I have to do it in order or just name 5? Okay. So, Drake. J. Cole.
Oh, I love J. Cole.
Really?
Yo Gotti.
All right.
Don't get me now. Don't get me. Yo Gotti. I see a lot of people that's making a lot of head movement in the room right now.
A lot of kicking, cackling.
It's a lot of cooking. Okay, I'm from Memphis, so okay, you know, and Chicago. But you know, let me see who else. Kanye.
Oh, yeah, you tripping?
Supposed to say him first. How many people is that? That 5?
Close enough.
Okay, yeah. That's all I can think of right
Kanye,
now.
Kanye, Dre, Eminem, Drake.
That's a good one.
Andre 3000 was on there.
Oh, I love Andre.
Yeah, Andre 3000. And I think that 5th spot really be rotating for me. So I got to say Wayne.
Wayne?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
How do y'all feel about that Ye Donda album?
I loved it.
Family.
We went to both listening sessions in Atlanta.
Yeah, we're like huge Kanye fans.
I feel like that Donda album, not the sidetrack, I feel like that Donda album was Kanye pulling himself together over the last 10 years. It was like he had tried gospel, he had done 808 and Heartland. He was trying to find his sound, and Donda is the fullness of it all. It is a gospel album, like embodied in hip hop. Like it is.
But then you got songs like Off the
vulnerable.
Grid on there.
I love that Donda album.
I'm gonna say and everything. I don't know what he said. Pure Souls
and Roddy Ricch. Like, yeah, like we listened to that album.
But I know God breathed.
But then also like the timing of the album. Again, like we was talking about our story before, like that happened. That album came out around the same time we were starting to get kind of pulled up into here. So it took a lot of faith in that moment that, you know, we was listening to that song every day.
Which like, one?
No Child Left Behind.
No Child Left Behind.
Jesus, The one with West Side Gun and
with West Side Gun. That one.
Yeah, Pure Souls, Roddy Rich. Oh, Heaven and Hell. Yeah.
Y'all like the back of the album.
I like the back.
There's only one that I don't like.
Which one?
Me too. Which one is yours?
Donda, Donda, Donda.
Oh, yeah. That kind of gets scary.
Because
I don't know what you got going on with that one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go ahead and switch it, but yeah. I'll be like,
but nah, that album played a lot into our
remote control.
Coming up here.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Oh, and Moon. Yeah. Moon is the perfect like special candy song.
I wanna go to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Don't leave so soon. How did I get through? Then it come in. Whatever instrument that is, that come in, ain't no telling what hell. You think it's a piano, it's a whole harmonica.
All I'm
like,
saying,
what?
I be melodies.
That don't even make no sense.
I don't know what he was saying. It sounded good.
You know, I do think that it's important. It's crazy, though, is how, like, when artist drops music, it's personal because, like, sometimes these people, when they drop this music, it hits you in the moment of life that you in at that moment, is what he was saying.
Exactly.
Which is why, like, Drake is one of my favorite artists, because every time he drops an album, it don't matter. It always makes sense to my life. Now, I say this, and a lot of other people say it, and it's kind of weird. It's almost like a horoscope. When you read it, you be like, is this real?
Drake stays in your mailbox. He knows what message you need.
But that's how I felt about Take Care. Take Care was important for me when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's how music is. But Kanye, when he dropped Graduation, it ran into both my graduations. I listened to it the day before I graduated both times in college, like 13 and 17. So
yeah, and it's great to see like what music does for us.
Music make you lose control.
Exactly. It's so important.
I was corny, my bad.
That was a good one, though. It's so important, like, in our lives. I really feel like music is a therapy and an outlet for a lot of us, you know, our culture. And I feel like it's like that because it's been like that just from centuries and centuries. You know, music is what kept us together. You know, music is what mended our hearts when we were going through things that we were going through, going far back as into, like, slavery, you know? So music has always been a big part of the culture.
For sure.
And I don't know if this is going to be too deep, but I also, philosophically, I just believe that music is like casting spells, right?
Well, yeah.
And so, you know what I mean? So
I like, believe the same
you're
thing.
Repeating the same thing over and over. And so music allows you to open the portal into the world that you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you play the music that you want, and you sing the songs that you want, and you cast the spells that you want, and it mm-hmm. steps you into that portal. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also important for us as a people. Again, we need moments of escape. We need moments of therapy, moments of healing, and I think music can also provide all of that.
No, for sure.
Yeah. So we got.
I'm gonna cry to some music, boy. I'm gonna turn the song on and cry. What's that song? It's a Sam Shields song.
Sam Smith.
Oh, what's his name? I call him Sam Shields.
I was like, who's Sam Shields?
I think Sam Shields in the NFL.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. See, you need to play
guard
or
something.
I said Sam Shields. That's crazy.
You keep manifesting this sports thing too. I see. I hear you.
You see what I'm saying? Look, I got some content I can show you.
Hey, now.
But no. Seriously, Sam Smith.
Yeah, you be crying.
To one of his songs, I'm gonna figure it out in a minute. It's pregnancy party right now. But what you about to ask?
He important man. He got places to go, people to see. But nah, we appreciate you coming to kick it with the homies.
Okay, well before we do that, is there anything else you need to drop in and let the people know?
So about Revolt World and Revolt
in general.
Yeah, I was
gonna say let me just riff on Revolt World for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
If you do not have your tickets to Revolt World yet, today is the day to get it. Why? Because at the end of the day, and what can you expect? At the end of the day, Revolt is a universe of opportunities for our people. If you want to be the next producer, we got classes teaching you how to do that. Mm-hmm. If you want to be the next hot rap artist or artist, we've got Shoot Your Shot, where people get an opportunity to get record deals and everything. Mm-hmm. You want to be the next hot gamer. If you just want to come and be inspired, back to our conversation, if you just want to be entertained, come watch Jason Lee and Carisha and mm-hmm. Drink Champs, right? No matter what, if you just want to vibe to the heartbeat of the culture, come kick it with Uncle Waffles. You know, I don't know if y'all in the Afrobeat.
No, she's amazing.
I love some Afro beats, right?
Yeah. I don't know how to do that shit. She be getting it.
It's all of that. If you want a job, we got jobs. We got mentoring. We got coaching.
Oh, y'all got jobs.
We got jobs. We also have built in our app, which I'm super proud of this year, we have this super dope networking feature. Think of it as like a Black LinkedIn times Tinder. So let's say you want to come find a producer. You just scroll and wah, 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 wah. Oh, found one? connected. Mm. Meet me at the lake. Let's have a conversation. Mm. Again, we're trying to help our people propel. And so we have made networking easier than it's ever been before.
I like that, man. Y'all got to tap in with Revolt World. Got the homies in the building. Big homie DeTavio. Big homie JoJo. What's going on, JoJo?
One more question. Is it child friendly?
Nah, you got to be 18 years and over because there's going to be liquor. That's the only reason.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're 18 years and up, come check us out this weekend. Pangea Studios is about to turn up. Whole culture about to be here. I'm incredibly excited. Thank you for you two giving me just the space and the platform.
Oh, no, we appreciate it, man. Yeah, JoJo, Big Homie Show, Big Homie's House, Big Homie JoJo, DeTavio, we in the building. Let's go.
Let's get it.